Welcome to Activate, featuring tales of inspiration from local citizens who stand up for what they believe in, and encouraging you to find your cause, live your passion, make a difference. Volunteer.
My name is Jerry Sutherland. I'm the volunteer coordinator for the Letter Carrier Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive on the second Saturday in May, which will be May 9th this year. It's sponsored by the National Association of Letter Carriers, the effort of all the local branches throughout the country with the participation of rural carriers, of course, the Postal Service, United Ways, locally the Hoosier Hills Food Bank, and numerous food pantries throughout the country. We do it in the spring simply because there are not that many food drives going on during the spring, and food pantries and food banks are running low on their supplies at that time, and they need the assistance to a large extent because there are children out of school then during the summer that are coming to food pantries and organizations that can help them because they're not getting the food that they would otherwise be getting at school. And this is a serious problem for a lot of food pantries and such. I grew up actually in a home where my mother struggled just to put food on the table, so I understand what it was like. I can't say I ever went hungry, but you know, for those people that have, you know, I would like to help them out. To be quite honest, I didn't really understand the need when I first got involved with it. That was something that just developed over the years, working with the food bank and seeing the statistics that they had. So a lot of that need actually became clearer to me as I worked with this. I think it makes a difference. It's hard to gauge exactly how much because the need is ever increasing, but I think it makes a difference. The big goal would be to get enough donations to get the Hoosier Hills Food Bank and the other agencies through the summer, so they don't have to worry about other food drives, they don't have to give out urgent appeals for donations. That's always been our goal. We haven't really been succeeding for quite some time. Last year was a down year, and a month after our food drive, they were saying they needed more. And the year before that, they lasted maybe a couple months after that. And so we're doing this in May, so you know they're running out at the end of June, early July, you know, they've still got a ways to go to get through the summer yet. So we really would love to have those donations out there so we can get them through the summer. Even one can put out in your mailbox can make a huge difference. Again, my name is Jerry Sutherland, volunteer coordinator for the Letter Carrier Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. This year it'll be on May 9th. Thanks for listening.
You may visit the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network website to see a full organizational profile and current volunteer needs at bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org. Now here's a rundown of volunteer opportunities in Bloomington and Monroe County.
For the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, I'm Lucy Shake with three ways to take a bite out of hunger as a Hoosier Hills Food Bank volunteer. Stamp Out Hunger is the largest single-day food drive in the nation and an easy way to make a difference in your community. On Saturday, May 9th, letter carriers and volunteers will collect bags of healthy, non-perishable donated food that people have set out by their mailboxes. Donations are sorted and taken to local food pantries to feed hungry Hoosiers. No gardening experience is necessary to join the food bank's garden and gleaning programs. They provide locally grown fresh fruits and vegetables for free distribution to those in need of emergency food assistance. Join them in the field on Monday and Thursday mornings and Wednesday evenings, April through October. Or teen volunteers can learn about organic gardening and grow potatoes for families that need food assistance with the food bank's potato program. Teen volunteers help plant over 250 potatoes, care for and harvest 2 to 4,000 pounds of potatoes, learning about organic farming along the way. And that's a look at just some of the ways you can connect to your community through volunteering. For WFHB and the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, I'm Lucy Shake.
You may visit the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network website to see a full organizational profile and current volunteer needs at bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org. Now here's a rundown of volunteer opportunities in Bloomington and Monroe County.